One takes a look, continuing on in our discussion of Sfiras HaOmer in Parshas Re'eh. 2 weeks ago we spoke about the counting of days of Sfiras HaOmer. Take a look and the messages involved. If you take a look in Parshas Re'eh, so there the Torah HaKdosha, when it describes the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, leads us to the point that there are two entirely different Sfiras. Because the Torah there mentions, tonight we counted 27 to the Omer. We counted both days and weeks. If you take a look at Parshas Re'eh, there's no mention of the counting of days at all. Torah Kedosha says, Shiva Shavuos Tispar Loch, and then you count towards Chag Shavuos. We spoke about the Avodah of growing from day to day, and now we need to talk about a totally different Avodah of Sfiras HaOmer. According to the Urayim, there were two mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer. One counting days, the other counting weeks. So we're talking about the other mitzvah, counting of weeks. Why is it, question number one, when it comes towards counting to Shavuos, there the Torah only speaks about counting weeks and not days. The counting of days in Parshas Emor is counting towards the Korban of the Shtei Lechem. No mention of Chag Shavuos. Chag Shavuos is only in Parshas Re'eh. Question number one. Question number two is, what is it about Re'eh that precludes the counting of days? In other words, what's the connection between Shavuos and counting of weeks? And if we're counting to the same moment the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos, why do we emphasize specifically the counting of weeks and not days? That's in regards to Sfiras HaOmer. Two questions. Question number three has nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer. One of the most important psukim in the Torah HaKdosha, the Imre Emes has a simple, obvious, beautiful vart on. But I want to try, Bezer Hashem, to understand it better with you tonight. Vahavta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. Shall love your friend. Rabbi Akiva says, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, ani Hashem. Says the Imre Emes Pshat, that fits in beautifully with Chazal. Ani Hashem, Hashroas Hashchina, Tolui, Ba'avas Yisrael. You can't have Hashroas Hashchina without Avas Yisrael. And history painfully reminds us that. By Yisheni. That's obvious. Any breathing Jew knows that that's so. But how does that work? What's the metaphysics behind it? What's the relationship between Vahavta l'recha kamocha and Ani Hashem? Three questions. What's the relationship between Matan Torah and the counting specifically of Shavuos to the point that the holiday is called Chag Shavuos? Question number two is, why in Emor do we emphasize days and not weeks? What is it that we exclude the counting of days when it counts to Matan Torah? And number three, what is the pshat, which is for sure MS, of what the Imre MS said, and that is, Hashroas Hashchina is dependent on Vahavta l'recha kamocha. I heard from my great Rebbe years and years ago when I was thinking about the sugyas and lamdos. There aren't many people in the world like Rav Herschel Reichman Shlita, who live in the world of Hasidus and the world of Lamdus simultaneously. And I was always intrigued about the sheet of counting days and weeks. Last time we had mentioned that there's an opinion of the Beis Halevi who says that if you miss a day, you can still count weeks with the bracha. And I went over to Ari Reichman. I was a little bit older than you guys. And I said to him, Rebbe, what's the pshat? So he told me many things. One of the things that he said was that a Shavua, a week, is Kolel HaKol. A week embodies the entire universe. Matan Torah is everything. It's Kolel HaKol. It includes everything. Histakel Boraiso Bora Alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. Matan Torah is the end and be all of the universe. It includes the entire world. Yisrael va'oraisa v'kudsha b'richo chadu. Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael can't be separated from each other. They're all one. So Reichman said beautifully, the notion of Chag Shavuos, the counting of weeks, is the counting of the Klal, all of Klal Yisrael together. What's Kol El HaKol? And what did we say? In Parshas Emor, there it says there's a mitzvah on every individual to count. Usfartem Lachen. Each individual to grow day by day by day, as we spoke about in the past. But Chag Shavuos, there it doesn't say Usfartem Lachem Shetei Svir L'Kol Echad V'Echad. In Parshas Re'eh it says Shiva Shavuos Tispar Loch, like in this week's parasha, a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael as one unit to count. Why? Because Matan Torah is dependent on one thing and one thing only, and that is the unification of the world and the unification of Klal Yisrael. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. So 2 weeks ago we spoke about the avoda of every single individual. Now we're going to talk about another avoda simultaneously within Sfiras HaEmer, and that is us growing together. And if chas v'chalila we don't, then nothing could take place. Then there's no Kabbalah HaTorah. Of course, that's the pshat in the Imre Emes. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, a t'nai in Ashuras HaShchina. Ashuras HaShchina needs every Jew in Klal Yisrael together. B'ichud. I thought based on this, I mentioned in the past, that the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha said beautifully, if a person passes the international dateline, so let's say someone travels to the Far East, and in the Far East, he loses a day. They're a day ahead. So let's say somebody goes somewhere else, and he misses. Tonight's 27. He misses over there. They're already up to 29. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, you can't skip. You can't skip a sfira. Because each person should take sfira to call echad ve'echad. When it comes to the days, you can't skip. But I thought maybe, even if you accept Lubavitcher Rebbe as yourself, which many disagreed with, he says that person on night 29 counts 28 because he missed it. But Shavuos, then he has to keep with everybody else. He'll only end up counting 48 days, this person. Not like some Hasidim there know that they keep a separate day of Shavuos. Why? Because Shavuos is totally B'Klal Yisrael. Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. So the Bavitcher Yisod is right up until keeping the same Shavuos as everybody else. Now Rabosai, this Yisod, that Kabbalah HaTorah is dependent on Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, and it's connected to the notion of Kol HaKol, is such a beautiful Chassidish Yisod. You know, they say, whenever I say Chassidish Yisod, it reminds me that there was a Litvish boy who he had a friend said, I want to take you to this Rebbe. This Rebbe is so special, you got to get a bracha from him. So he says it reluctantly, okay, I'll go. So he goes, and they're on the line to Rebbe, and the Rebbe gives him a piece of kugel. And the guy, he doesn't have, the Litvisher boy doesn't have a plate, anything with him. So he's like looking around for like a plate to take it from the Rebbe. The Rebbe looks at him, he says, I see you're never going to be a chassid. So he turns to his friend and said, I got the bracha, I'm ready to go. Don't be so Litvish. There's so many beautiful, for the kugel I totally understand, but when there's so many beautiful chassidish yisaidis that come out of this. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah. That's the shita of Rabbi Akiva in the Mechilta. The Arizal points out the other shita that disagrees. Ze klal gadol b'Torah quotes another pasuk. At first glance, we don't even understand how they're talking to each other. The Mechilta quotes the Od. There are others who hold ze sefer toldos Adam. This is the history of man. What's the machlokis between the two? Says the Arizal, beautiful. You know what Rabbi Akiva is saying? Not the way you halachically translate v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah. It means that klal gadol b'Torah, the way most people understand it, is that many mitzvahs in the Torah are dependent on Avas Yisrael. First of all, you could ask him that. Are there more mitzvahs that depend on Avas Hashem? I'm not sure. That's not the pshat, says that Rizal. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha ze klal godol b'Torah means that all of the Torah is dependent on all of Klal Yisrael together. Ein hashras hashchina b'li yichud shel Klal Yisrael. The other mandamer says it's not only all of Klal Yisrael in the present, it's Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam. It's every Gilgul, it's every neshama, the history of mankind. Not just every Jew now, the entire history of mankind. So Rabosai, that's our avoda. Our avoda is to think about, as Moiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita pointed out, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died during this time, Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, because the essence of Kabbalah's HaTorah is this. A person could strive and grow as a yachid day by day by day by day and really, really improve and grow in all characteristics, but Ichasachli will not be there for Kabbalah's HaTorah. In Rav Nevin Sal's words in Sichot and Parshas Emor, he'll be alone by himself at Har Sinai, and that's not Kabbalah's HaTorah. My Rebbe goes further. You know, you need to understand what exactly was Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. Here you need someone who knows Shas. Do we know anything about Talmidei Rabbi Akiva? So Rav Nevin Sal Shlita knows Shas. And he points to Menachas Samachayim Abeis. The Mishnah describes that there was a fellow who's described as a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Yehuda ben Nechemya. Yehuda ben Nechemya was sitting in the shir of Rabbi Tarfon. As you well know, the Talmud and Rabbi Akiva were giants. He was sitting in the shir of Rabbi Tarfon, and the Mishnah describes that Rabbi Tarfon didn't know a halacha, interestingly, related to Omer Shtei Alechem. He was Mesupak. And Yehuda ben Nechemya knew it, Vitzal Panav. And his face, he felt good about himself. That's one of the only descriptions we have of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Rabosai, Talmud Torah is not the pursuit of personal success. How much do every single one of us gain from each other? How much do we gain from each other? The Gemara describes in Tainus Daf Zayin that when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim, they sharpen each other, quoting from a pasuk in Mishlei, Barzel bebarzel. They sharpen each other, Barzel bebarzel. The pasuk in Mishlei concludes, Yachad ish pnei re'eyu. At the same time, it's together. Continues the Imre Emes in Parshas Kedoshim, and he says that on the one hand, we're sharpening each other, we're even being sovel each other. You know when your chavrusa says the same argument for the third time and you already told him, you thought you told him well twice why he was wrong? You have to be sovel your chavrusa. You have to tolerate him. And that's part of growing together. Yachad ish re'eyu, yachad is hashras hashchina, says the Imre Emes. That's what creates hashras hashchina. In the past, we've described that the Gemara continues there in Tainus and in Makos and describes our Talmidei Chachamim that sit alone and there's a sword that's sitting behind their neck. So in the past, we've described what that means, that the Talmud Chacham who's not connected to Masorah is playing with fire. There's a sword that's right above him. Based on this Havanah, there's something else. There's another sword that's above him. And that is Chas V'Chalila. He enters a state where he's alone and he could be growing, but there's no Kabbalah Sator. Because it's Barzel by Barzel, it's us together being Mechaded each other. How painful it must have been for Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, who's a friend of Rabbi Akiva, who the Mishnah in Kedush, remember, was Yehuda ben Nechemya, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who's sitting in Rabbi Tarfon's shir. The Mishnah in Kedush describes a machlokes, like many machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, about a complicated sugya in Yuchsin. And Rabbi Tarfon convinced that it is Shita, and Rabbi Akiva tears him to pieces. Rabbi Akiva was a giant. The Gemara in Gittin Samach Zayin says he was There was no one like Rabbi Akiva, Otzer Blum. There was no one who had Kol HaTorah Kula systematized like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva tears Rabbi Tarfon to pieces. And you know what Rabbi Tarfon says? Akiva, Kol HaPoyresh Mimcha, KePoyresh Me'achayim. After Rabbi Tarfon is torn to pieces, he says, Rabbi Akiva, I love you, and if I separate from you, I'm separating from life itself. And here, the tragedy, Rabbi Akiva's own Talmidim. How painful it must be, Rabbi Tarfon. This little schnook is rejoicing that there's a halacha I forgot. What happened to the days in which there was a real, real ichud that was created through Torah? How painful. And that's a t'nai in Kabbalah Satorah. That's the counting of Shavuos, all of us together. Rabosai, there's so many Talmidim now at the end of the Zman, the end of the year, that are really getting into it. But there's a trap. And the trap is, as we get better in learning, we become more confident, our ego begins to grow, we begin to, and part of it is a healthy thing, to be proud of ourselves. But realize that it's barzel be barzel. That the only way we grow is with each other. What's Tfilas Rabbi Nechunya? I'll tell you how Rav Nevinsel Shlita translates Tfilas Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lo ekashel b'dvar alocha, that I don't want to fall and err in alocha, ve'esmach b'hem. And I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should rejoice with the success of my chaver. Just because one's not being nichshel in halacha doesn't necessarily mean that one is rejoicing with his friends. And that's an important condition of Kabbalah Satara. Says the Gemara Kedushin, Dav Lamin on the Beis. We've quoted this quite a few times. It's so beautiful. And it goes so beautifully with that pasuk of Barzel Bebarzel. Talmid HaChamim fight with each other like enemies. Aval Einam Zazim Misham, but they don't move Ad Shenasim O'avim Zemzeh. Until they love each other. If there's any disagreement in learning and in hashkafa, l'niyas daiti and in hashkafa, and the moment you get up, there's some type of resentment, there's some type of uncomfortability, then something didn't go right. And chas v'chalila, then there's something lacking in terms of the Kabbalah Satara. And you have to make a cheshbon nefesh. This week's parsha we have just struck me as I was being Mavir Sedra. We have the prohibition of ribbis. And the Torah Kedoshah says, Al tikach me'ito neshech v'sarbis, don't take ribbis. V'chei achicha imach, live with your brother. And then the pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem elokeichem asher otzeisi eschem eretz mitzrayim losseis lechem eseretz kenan lios lechem elokim. One thing seems to have nothing to do with each other. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeat, I took you out of Mitzrayim to bring you to Eretz Yisrael? What's the connection between that and V'chei Achicha Imach and Ribbis? And the answer, L'niyas Daiti, is the follows. People think that taking advantage of people and always thinking of getting ahead is what brings them success. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to bring you success is V'chei Achicha Imach, to live with your brother B'simcha. And I'll prove it to you. Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Everything good in our lives is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a bracha. It's not because I outdueled my friend. Rabosai, we could work and we could grow. But if a person doesn't internalize ze klal gadol b'Torah, then ultimately the essence of all of what Shavuos is all about, that's kolel hakol. If a person doesn't have Kabbalah HaTorah with every single neshama of klal Yisrael who is there, not only that exists today, but b'chol sefer told us ha'adam, then it's not a Kabbalah HaTorah. How do you create such a phenomenon? the way in which you create such a phenomenon is you begin to grow together, not apart. Any maggid shir, Rav Soloveitchik described it so beautifully. He said, when I come into shir, I feel so confused in the sugya. And then all of a sudden, when I sit with the Talmidim, there's a light that comes into the room. When the Talmidim are with the Rebbe, and when the Talmidim are with each other, it's not that there are 20 people that are learning. It's exponential. All the kochos haneshama, everyone adds a little bit. Those kochos are so profound. But it has to be, as Sefer told us, Adam. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that our Torah should not be an intellectual pursuit. That we should be zoche to vayichan sham yisrael k'neged ohar k'ish echad b'lev echad. We should be zoche to chag shavuos. Yes, there's a personal avoda. And here's the punchline. Remember last time we spoke about that you can't skip steps? If you're going to skip steps, you're going to fall. We spoke about my father, Shlita, that he begins to grow in his jogging every day, adding just a few more feet. And then by the end of the summer, he's Bli Ayin Hara jogging three miles. There's one exception to the rule. You're allowed to skip steps. It won't happen consciously. It's going to happen subconsciously. It's going to happen spiritually if you're connected to a tzibur. If someone's connected to a tzibur of Avas Yisrael, if someone's connected to a tzibur that's ma'ached, then that koach of growing exponentially is going to happen. For your own personal growth and personal midos, you can't skip steps. But growth in Torah, in being connected to Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, then there, we don't count day by day. There we count week by week. There a person could jump olamos. He jumps from olam to olam, from chesed to gevura, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Gosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to make those leaps together.